Make some noise for Vanilla Fudge. Let me know you're here. All right, guys, enjoy the show.
Thank you. Yeah.
Borderlands with friends and family who recently died, and our hearts go out and touch this beer. Those are the ones that have the masks on, right? Oh. But we're going to do a song that's survived through the ages. So many covers on the song written by Curtis Mayfield. He was a great, great writer from the 60s and 70s. God rest his soul, too. And from my very first album in 67, there's a song called People. Get ready.
Thank you.
There's a train a-comin', picking up passengers from coast to coast. All you need is faith. Hear the diesel coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. Yeah. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Sing it, boys. You just
thank you so much. There's a song called Take Me for a Little While, Take Me for a Little While, which was covered by a whole bunch of people. I just found out that Cher today, Pete, you showed it to me.
Yep.
Cher actually covered that song once.
Yes, she did.
And so did Dusty Springfield. Right?
Yep.
And so Vanilla Fudge did too, right?
We did.
So I think it's probably time to play it.
Thank you.
So around about last January, we lost our bandmate, original bass player Tim Boger. But then we had a long battle with cancer. In fact, we fought so much, and he was so inspired by the fact that Carmine wanted him to play on "Stop in the Name of Love," which is out there in the airwaves somewhere, because. Our record company, but we did a pretty good job reimagining, you know, Motown song. So we went to work on this tune. We got Tim to play on it, and he was so happy to play on it. He had just enough energy to make it, you know. And he played great on it. So we're going to dedicate it to Tim Bogert. And we hope you enjoy this song.
Thank you.
question.
Answer.
You got house lights? It's all dark out there. Ah, I can see some people. Cool, let's rock and roll tonight. There must be a drag with those masks on, right? It looks like something out of a painting. Everybody's got the mask, can't see any expressions, you know? But we love you for coming. Thanks for coming anyway.
Yeah. Thank you.
anybody here from Brooklyn? I know we're from Brooklyn. You should go around Brooklyn and see a friend and go, hey! So, I know in Connecticut, I used to live in Fairfield, and I went to people and go, hey, nobody said hey back. So, I'm saying to you, hey! Years still rocking, right?
Yeah.
Right that way. And on the bass for the last 11 years in the great state of New Jersey. As you can see, he's a spiritual advisor. Give it up for Pete Brennan on bass and vocals. Thank you. Cool. Center stage, founding member, guitarist extraordinaire, and vocalist. We've known each other since we're teenagers, right?
Yeah! You were a teenager, I was a little older than you, so I put a long time down. Which is cool, right? You still going?
Still rocking.
Still rocking.
We're up for Vince Martell!
And over far on your left, the voice, still got it after all these years, so powerful this voice, on the Hammond organ, Mr. Mark Stein.
Tim said to me, we got to slow the song down. I said, yeah, man. It would be really cool if you go to work on it. I came up with this kind of psychedelic intro and got to go to Advain, and we had this killer rock guitar lick. We worked all the stuff out, and we were playing at a place called Longanos. It was a discotheque on the west side of New York City. And then Carmine and Tim joined us at rehearsal. We worked out all the rhythm parts and the vocal parts. And after a couple of hours, you know, we knew we had something really, really special, and we couldn't wait to unleash it on the world, on our audience, and unleash it again tonight if you'd sing it with us.
Thank you.
Love.
And we're giving you back tonight. God bless all of you. Be safe.
God bless you. Thank you.
Back in 68, Jimmy Page left the Yard Birds, came to America with three unknowns. John McLean, John Paul Jones, John Bonham. And he signed with Atlantic Records, and we were basically label mates. At the time, we had like three albums in the top 50 in Billboard, or something like that. We were going pretty strong. And they opened for us the first time in America. Yeah, first two tours. We knew them when they were young lads because we were also young lads. What an amazing time we had getting to know each other and seeing them rise to what they became. But they did start opening up the fudge. Check it out. Google it. We got an album called Out Through the Indoor, and we did it a number of years ago. It's a tribute to Zeppelin, and there's a song there.
Been dazed and confused, so long it's not true. Wanted a woman, never Bye.
God bless. Thank you so much for the fans all these years. And we're all going to be staying safe. We're all going to keep walking, yeah? Get ready for a fantastic band, a lot of good band. All right.